7.
Why suffer? Use as directed.
Japan today. Everybody ready? Japan has a new class of citizen called the herbivore man. A man who is not interested in sex, not interested in money. Herbivore men are in their 20s and 30s. They believe that friendship without sex can exist between men and women.
Oh, to be young and stupid again.
Yeah. I know.
So there are bars now that are being built around Japan that are catering to these men.
Hey, no sex and no money. I just built one of those clubs in my house.
Thank God it's Friday. You know, Fox, I have often paid for women worse than you. We know your type, and we admire your big American breast. Don't worry about disease. In Czechoslovakia, I was cured many times.
Come join us, the seventh good day. Return to Santa. Return to Santa.
Don't you wish it was a week ago?
I got a sweater from my grandma. It was pink and black. Don't worry, be happy. What's printed on the back?
He wrote upon it.
Return to Santa.
How many people spent time in the store either yesterday or on Sunday bringing back things that were not necessary? I went to a couple of different malls. Actually, a couple of malls were closed. The Beverly Center, one of them. And the Grove was another one, both in the part of town where I am now in Los Angeles. And they were both packed.
Oh,
went
bet.
To the movies last night again, Rich. You know how I love to go to movies. Tony and I went to see The Fighter.
How was that?
How was it?
Very good. It's a very good.
Seems a little rough for you.
It's a little rough, but it wasn't really about the fights per se. It's a story. This is a true story about brothers from Lowell, Massachusetts. And I tell you, who steals the show is this Amy Adams, who has become, I think, the apple of a lot of people's eyes. She's a wonderful actress. She does a terrific job in this. Wahlberg is his usual consistently good self. Supposedly there's Oscar buzz about Christian Bale, who plays the brother. He's, as a supporting actor, up for consideration. He does a very good job of being extraordinarily unlikable.
How is the dad? Because I know him.
The dad is a character actor that you've seen everywhere. I don't remember his name, but he is an extraordinarily visible character actor. What's his name?
You know, Jack.
Jack.
Oh, my gosh. I just...
Whatever.
He's part of the Falcon Troupe in Burbank, which is Gary Marshall's... little comedy troupe that travels around.
Yeah, and I just
saw a production with him in it.
He is very good. Mm-hmm. The woman who plays the mother is very good. There's a Richie, the sisters. There were two brothers and five sisters in this family, and the five sisters all still live at home with the mother. And the bad brother is a crack addict, and I don't want to give it all away. But
what happens at the end?
Yeah,
that's what
really?
He told us yesterday.
Since
he
when
wins.
You love giving
he
it
wins.
All away.
He wins.
Yeah, you know he's going to win.
Yeah,
at the end.
He's winning. It's a good story, good movie, and we all see that Wahlberg and Affleck have done a wonderful job of bringing Boston. Both Boston guys bringing Boston and the environs around Massachusetts into the fore with some great stories. It isn't just about Massachusetts. It's the characters who are there and the stories that can be told. And Massachusetts made it pretty, it's better than California. All the movie production is going out of California because it's so damned expensive and ridiculous. The unions are stupid. They're all crazy.
And the other
here.
States are competing with them with the tax breaks.
Exactly. And so a lot of movies are being made in the east, Massachusetts, down in New Orleans, Louisiana,
New Orleans is big,
all over the place because they don't get it here. And they're just watching everything just wash out to sea. It is a shame, a shame, a shame, a shame, a shame. Speaking of California, there's another flap, I guess is the word for it. And as I'm going to get on an airplane in about 4 hours and fly back to the cold zone, I was thinking that there was a lot of credence to something that just has sort of popped up. There's a website that I would invite you to go visit, patriotpilot.com. All right? Jennifer, Richie, Clay's already been there. patriotpilot.com. Anybody who is traveling, anybody who's of the same mindset that I am, that we are completely wasting our money and our time having the TSA scrutinize us, when, as this guy points out, this is an American Airlines pilot who is in the San Francisco base. I've been there for 20-some-odd years, worked for American for 30-some-odd years. He was, in fact, one of the pilots. I think they call them, let's see if I can find where, are you there, Richie? I'm hearing myself go kind of in and out.
Well, you are? No, you're fine.
Am I okay? Okay.
Yeah.
He was in a group of pilots that were given guns, and I forgot what they call the group, but there's a group of pilots went through the program, the flight deck officer program is what it's called, and they maintain sensitive security information on them. So now that what Janet Napolitano said, if you see something, say something. Okay, so this guy is in and out of San Francisco all the time, and he sees the lax security as it applies to the terminal folks, to the people who work on the ground crews. All these will go through a door, and there's no real security. So he videos it, posts it, and the government gets YouTube to take it down because they say it's a threat to national security instead of fixing the problem. This happens over and over and over and over and over again. What do you see when you go to patriotpilot.com? Jennifer, Richie?
I'm just opening it right now.
Clay, what did you see when you were there? You've spent some time nosing around. This guy has points that he's making that seem to me ought to be made. Why, if the secretary says, if you see something, say something, this guy sees all of these irregularities at SFO and reports them, and for that he has his the privileges of being... what do they call it? I lost that again.
Patriot pilot will be revealing his identity.
He's revealed his identity
yesterday.
Now.
Yeah, but, yesterday he revealed his identity. His name is Christopher Liu.
So that's why we know about him.
Right, exactly. But that's why we know about him.
Part of the interesting thing that I'm seeing is that the video is not on his website, and it's not on YouTube because they've removed it from YouTube. And usually when that happens, people are able to, like, download the video first and put it up themselves. It's sort of like the WikiLeaks situation where they take down WikiLeaks and five more of them spring
up. Someplace else.
Yeah, exactly. But in this case, I've looked all over the place, and I can't find the original video.
So that shows you the power of the government, Clay.
What's really
government
funny...
government doesn't want you to see it.
Is the very prominently placed on his website is contact my attorney.
Yeah.
If you want to see some
the law offices of Warno and Associates.
Yeah. So I mean, this guy is the messenger, so they want to shoot the messenger. The message is that we're wasting our money and our effort going through all of this for false security. We don't have any security any more than we had before. You have it, you see it, you take advantage of it. I mean, I'll go through the line today, and I choose not to have the x-ray, so I get the pat down, and I'll giggle when the guy grabs my groin, and so on it goes. It's
for our country to truly have a safe aviation system, we need to create a security zone around the airport and check everyone and everything that comes into that security zone without exception.
Yeah.
The current system, as exposed by the Patriot pilot, allows ground crews far too much unsupervised access to the aircraft and only invites another terrorist attack and mass air disaster.
Yeah.
Let's plug the hole now.
And what's wrong with that message? Why would the guy be penalized because of that message? Anybody got any good reasons for penalizing this fellow?
Anybody who challenges the government these days seems to be in trouble.
Right, everybody is. Meanwhile, the headlines today, 9 terror suspects charged in Britain planning to attack cities and landmarks in the U.K. Another one, mail bomb defused at Greek embassy in Rome. So the news media becomes a willing... Why does it become necessary for you to know that or hear that? What is there about those? How does that improve your day? Kind of reminds me of listening around yesterday, Richie, here in Southern California and pretty much everywhere, because the major radio hosts are out on vacation, many or most of them. And why the guys in Los Angeles and San Francisco and up and down the West Coast are talking about the snow in Massachusetts and in the East. Why? Who cares out here? Other than people that might travel into it. But whole radio programs are devoted, because these guys are so damn lazy, instead of taking a look at what the pilot's doing, they're talking about the snowstorm. Huh? Why? What's the point? It affects, yeah, okay, some people, but how is that the driving hot issue in your community?
What the driving hot issue is in mine?
What's that, Jennifer?
It's supposed to snow in L.A. maybe tomorrow or Thursday, and I'll be so excited. I'll make a snow angel.
No, it's going to snow up in the hills. It's not going to snow.
2,100 feet, which is where I am, Dougie.
No, it's not going to snow up here.
Come on.
No.
Yeah, let her have it.
Oh, you want me to let her have it? Jennifer, it'll be wonderful. You'll love it.
Enjoy.
I love it. Come on.
Yeah. Enjoy. You know what it'll do to the roads here? Nobody will be able to drive anywhere.
It snows here occasionally, and by snow, it maybe will stick on the ground for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, and Californians freak out after 5 minutes of rain.
I was amazed. I was in San Diego last year visiting Cogo, and they were all freaking out because it was like drizzling all morning long. And I was like...
Look, we can't help it if we live in the land of perfect weather, okay?
Yesterday was about as perfect as it could be.
Oh, it was beautiful. I went hiking yesterday.
Wonderful.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was a great day yesterday here. It's 17 after the hour. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Hello.
Your mother always told you to say no to peer pressure. So when you hear how 4 million drivers switched to GEICO last year, you aren't swayed. Then again, those 4 million drivers probably saved hundreds by switching to the nation's third largest car insurance company. Maybe your mother was wrong. Maybe you could have joined that hippie commune in Montana. Or maybe you could save money by switching to GEICO today.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
And now for the bonus round. If time flies and money talks, what does wisdom do?
His taxes?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. What should they throw?
Parties?
Correct. Netflix now delivers movies instantly to your TV through what?
Oh, through Wii!
Correct! Woo! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $8 a month.
See terms of use. Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
It's Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Get the lowest prices of the season and closeouts on mattresses from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Stearns & Foster, Memory Works, and Hotels. Get a Sealy Pop...
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
And he welcomed Zachary Jackson Levon Furnish John.
Oh.
That's exciting.
Into the world, 7 pounds, 15 ounces.
Oh, wait a minute. That's not the appropriate song then.
He said, "We are overwhelmed with happiness and joy at this special moment." They said in a joint statement, "Zachary is healthy and doing well. We're proud and happy parents. This is the first child for those two." They were married in 2005, remember that? They've been together for about 12 years. So I'm not sure who's donated the goods here, whether it was David or Elton. Isn't that how this works? Usually you get a surrogate mom.
Right.
You got to get the male side from one of the two parents. Anybody know?
I know. Aren't they both really kind of older now?
So what? Doesn't mean that their sperm's no good.
Well, oh. It gets a little dangerous.
What do you mean it gets a little dangerous?
How old is he? 60s?
No. Elton John?
Yeah.
Is he? I'm not sure. I don't think he is.
Old.
Is he that old?
Let me see.
I don't think that has anything to do. I think it's more, you're worried about having Down syndrome, that sort of stuff with old
sperm.
Yeah,
there's all kinds of things. I mean,
his partner's not that old.
That's what I can't remember.
Well, guys, two gay guys can't have a baby. You know.
And
you know.
Really, actually, it's mostly the women's eggs that get old.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I don't think it has anything to do with
it. He's 63. Elton John is 63.
Yeah. No, I don't think that.
But the little swimmers, I mean, you can have babies that's, you know, in your 90s.
There are dangers. Obviously, it's not, but there are dangers.
You have to chase after them.
Little swimmers, is that what you call them?
Yeah.
Little swimmers.
Yeah.
Little swimmers, okay. Nicely done.
Yeah.
So congratulations to Elton John.
Good.
People will be talking about that today. 800-510-8255, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Other quickie items here from the personnel department. Kelsey Grammer.
Wait.
What? Wait.
You know what Elton John's original real name is, right?
Reginald.
Kenneth something. Dwight.
Yeah, Dwight.
Okay,
Dwight.
That's, but, you know, he's been knighted. So yes. He's Sir Elton John.
Sir Elton John.
This is what I did not realize. It's officially Sir Elton Hercules John.
Really? Why do you find that? Why does it tickle your?
Wait, hold on, Hercules.
I don't, guess if you're going to create a new name for yourself, why not Chuck Hercules in there?
I don't get. What am
Hercules,
I missing?
Hercules, you know, like the strong man. Like,
yeah. So what's that going to do with this? Why is that?
Well, I'm changing my name, Dr. Clay Cool Kohut.
Good for you. LL Cool Kohut. Ladies love James Kohut.
Rich
Kohut.
Tony Atlas McFadden.
Okay.
Nice.
Who shall I be? I think I'll
Doug
be myself.
Athena
Thank
Dudley.
You. Doug Athena Dudley. Thank you. Here's funny. The story of a lottery winner over the weekend that took all of the winnings and used it to feed the hungry.
That's nice.
Lottery. See,
wow.
All of these story doesn't. It's anonymous. Doesn't want to tell anybody who it is. Just took the lottery winnings and has taken the payout and used it to set up a feeding center for the hungry in his community. That's pretty cool, if you ask me. That's the, you know, we always look for the good news, and that's a story that just you sort of tip your hat. Who is the guy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who cares? He doesn't want people to know who he is. He just used it for good. What a great story. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams, and this is your Living Well Pop Quiz. What's 17 plus 16 minus 3 times 2? In a minute, we'll reveal the answer, but first, a few tips to help keep your mind healthy and active. Research has shown that just as we are likely to lose muscle mass with age, our brains can shrink too. The good news is we can do something about it. Math problems, crossword puzzles, and word games are a great way to engage parts of the brain that you don't normally use. The same goes for learning a foreign language or using your non-dominant hand to complete an everyday activity. When you put yourself in these unfamiliar situations, the brain has to work extra hard, and that's a good thing, because the added stimulation creates new connections between the brain cells. And the more connections you create, the more brain power you'll have. So, go back to my original question. What's 17 plus 16 minus 3 times 2? It's 60. In this case, seconds. The time it takes you to change your life and start living well today. I'm Montel Williams. This has been your Living Well Moment. Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can have it in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 cash in your checking account by tomorrow. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Yesterday's news. December 28th, 1958. The Colts beat the Giants at Yankee Stadium in the greatest game ever played. Baltimore beat New York for the NFL Championship 23-17 as Alan Ameche scored the game-winning touchdown.
Unitas gives to Ameche. The Colts are the world champions. Ameche scores.
The game featured 11 future Hall of Famers, including Johnny Unitas, who helped his team force the first overtime game in NFL history.
It is high. It is good. He makes it. Myra makes it. Ties the ball game 17-17. How about that?
It was considered the most important game in the history of the league because its great television ratings convinced the networks that NFL football had become a major sport. 45 million viewers almost missed the end of the game when NBC lost the feed. But a resourceful network employee stumbled onto the field, causing a delay that gave NBC enough time to fix the problem. And that's yesterday's news for December 28th.
I got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day.
Four after the hour now. Wake up, rise, and shine. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Richard Fadden is here. Wake up, little Richie. Wake up. Wake up. Clay is here. Clay seems pretty awake this morning.
I am.
And how about you? Are you well on your way to having another good day? Are you working this week? And if you are, is it sort of a limited thing? We're here to bring you through the usual trials and travails of the day. With a look at the issues of the day that are not political. Sometimes we have some, most of the time we have fun with them, fun with the issues, although I don't know how to deal with this other than sort of chuckle. The 88-year-old woman named Maria Das Flores, a few hours from being buried, officials noticed upon final check that she was still breathing while in the casket. So she was rushed back to the hospital. Officials launching an investigation into how medical chiefs failed to realize the woman was alive and not dead when they sent her body over to the funeral home. She was brought into the hospital suffering from blocked arteries, has Alzheimer's, who's been bedridden for a while. She was declared dead on December 22nd. No vital signs. 3 days later, she's breathing. Ay, 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 ay. Apparently, they didn't embalm her. At least, I don't know if they bother with that in every area, every jurisdiction. But it made me think about the all of the hoopla. A lot of the issue-oriented talk radio programs yesterday went back to or have been discussing end-of-life care, the so-called death panels. And I don't necessarily, I'm not interested in getting into the political side of it. It's the only thing I would say with regard to it coming back to the surface again, the vote was clear when it went through the Congress, and these end-of-life panels, if they're called that, whatever they call death panels, that's what Sarah Palin wanted us to call them. At any rate, they were dropped from the bill, taken out. So they wouldn't be part of the overhaul of the healthcare system. And now, interestingly enough, they found themselves back in the bureaucratic interpretation of the bill. And doctors are going to get paid more if they counsel people on what to do when it's the end of the line. I guess you have to figure out whether it's the end of the line. Is it really the end of the line? Or they just want to grab your organs, like Richie is always talking about. They want to take stuff from you while you're still
Where can
okay.
I make more money
take
from you?
Yeah.
Can I make more money counseling you in your end of life? Can I make more money treating you to try and make you live a little longer?
Right.
Or can I make more money selling your organs? Where can I make more money?
So that's happy. It.
Isn't that sweet? Our poll today.
It's all about business, man.
It is all about money.
It really is.
It's all about the money. Money, money, money. Follow the money. That's what it is. And you're so right, Richie. So our poll today at DougStephan.com, are you ready for the end of your life? 800.
And Happy New Year.
510. That's the end of the year. We got to figure out what's going on with you in the end of your life. Are you ready? Yes. I've written my will and talked to my children. When my time comes, I'm ready. B, no, and I never will be. I wish I could live forever. C, when my life ends, it ends. I try not to dwell on it. Are you ready for the end? 800-510-8255. Seriously, have you made plans so that you can take the burden, if you will, away from your children? Jennifer, do you know what's... in your mother and your father's mind when it comes to the end of the line?
Yeah, I do, actually. They both have long-term care insurance that they signed
there
up
you.
For because
yeah.
it's we saw that it was a strain on the family when my grandparents needed that.
Mm-hmm. But what
and,
about the decision?
Well, I know that my dad would want to be buried. My mom would want to
no,
be...
No. I'm talking before you get there, that point where Richie worries
would,
about...
My dad would want to be prolonged forever, and I would be the one to keep him around. My mom,
really?
If she has to be attached to any sort of tube, would say... Kid, trip
yeah.
over it because I don't want to be there.
Trip over
yeah.
it.
It's true.
Yeah.
She's like, when I'm out, I'm out.
Yeah. All right. So we have that. You know, there's that secret little thing that I have told you about when my father was near the end. I just said to the nurse on the station out front, give him some more morphine. Just keep it coming. A little more, a little more every day. And that's what he succumbed to. He just, you know, they say he died peacefully in his sleep. The reason most of the time that happens is because you give him morphine and it just slows everything down until it stops.
Right.
So why is it that we don't
now,
have that? I mean, everybody's so afraid.
Did you
afraid.
Have to coordinate that decision with your sisters?
No, I didn't talk to my sisters about it.
And
after
with,
the fact, I did.
And
they
the,
were fine with it.
Okay.
Yeah, no, they were fine with it. What, you think you'd want to sit there and watch them vegetate? That made any sense.
No. Well, hey, man, some people think about it, you know, hey, there's a miracle. He could have come back.
My father was not coming back.
Nah,
yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, in certain situations,
I wanted him. I would love to have had him come back. And I would have been the one of the three or four who would have sat in on it. But Francis probably would. I mean, I shouldn't put it that way. But it just, what it is getting to the realization, getting to the point where you realize that this is kind of foolish.
Yeah, and you absolutely know. You'll fight, and then all of a sudden you know.
Right. But if you make plans ahead of time, you take the burden away from your children. Do you know that about 29 or 30% of the country has a will? That's what means that 2/3 of the country has no piece of paper that says, this is what I want done. I have a very simple one piece of paper thing that says, I may want to make it more complicated at some point in time, but it just says what I want done at the end. And I think that it's very irresponsible. You don't have something down. Just scribble it down yourself and put it in the drawer so your children can find it.
Well,
or your wife or your husband.
What do you
mean it's not legal? Of course it's legal. If you got your signature on it, it's not legal. What, because some lawyer didn't put his
Let me tell you something.
Approval on it?
I mean, and I know this wouldn't happen, but if Megan and Brendan find this one sheet of paper that...
Well, that's not how I've done it.
Hasn't gone through the legal system,
yeah.
And they disagree on what they think should happen. That piece of paper is worthless.
Well, it is
worthless.
No, because it can be admitted. You can prove that it's a signature. I mean, you can go through a lot of work.
You can, but you can also fight it and overrule it.
If that's the way you want it, if that's the way it is, then you get your results at the end of your life.
No. It's, I mean, it's. What do you mean, just results? Your daughter wants to try and keep you.
I'm saying in the next life. My daughter wants to keep me alive. My son wants to pull the plug. Is that what you're saying?
And that's the way it would be. but I mean, actually, it would be the other way around, wouldn't it?
No, it would probably be. They would agree. They both agree.
But I'm just saying it happens every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
It does.
It happens.
Yeah.
Where the kids or the stepmom wants to try and keep him alive, and the kids are just like, you know, and then they find a sheet of paper, and it hasn't been updated in 15 years.
Yeah, yep. Look at Gary Coleman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, don't kid yourself. Yeah. If it's not up to date by the order of the courts, it's worthless.
You need,
so who wants
what a sick society we are in. Yeah. That's literally and figuratively what a sick society. If you can't make it, you have to go to a lawyer.
Once again, it's all about the money. People fight over the money. People fight over the...
Well, you know who the biggest beneficiary is of this stuff? The government.
Sure, the
death
tax.
Most of the time, yeah.
Except for this past year.
Well, they changed it to $5 million.
Right.
So that's something that's good. But I just am curious as to how you have had input into the end of your life. What have you thought about it?
I just dumped my health insurance.
You dumped it?
No, it upped my life insurance.
Yeah. Why? That doesn't benefit you.
Well, it does in the fact that I know that my wife won't have to worry about the mortgage.
All right, so then your wife will bump you off, and I'll go chase your wife around.
That's
we'll
fine.
Be all set on your money.
Yeah, I'll scratch out of my grave.
Want you.
There it is. Great. Super.
Yeah.
17 before the hour. Good day.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I can't
watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not 5 or 6. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
The voice of strength.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Speechworks Archives is proud to present a magnificent DVD two-disc set that captures the essence of America and everything that makes her the greatest country on the planet. The Conservative Voice. A collector's two-disc DVD of beautiful, soul-stirring speeches by Ronald Reagan, George W. Bush, Barry Goldwater, Gerald Ford, Dick Cheney, Newt Gingrich, and, of course, Sarah Palin.
We have the best workers in the world. Now all we need is the political will.
The Conservative Voice, a must addition to every American patriotic home or a wonderful gift for that special conservative in your life. Here's how to order.
go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program, 14 before the hour. The essence of this death thingamabobber. These stories, you know, you always get to, there are exceptions and there are things, the tragedies, the horror stories, all these things that happen. I don't think it's a bad idea to have doctors talk to you about what's going on. I just don't want them to get paid for it. Why would they get paid extra? That's my objection. There are two objections I have to this, not to the discussion, but to what I found as a result of listening to the discussion. The regulation that would allow doctors to be paid more if they tell you what your options are at the end of your life. Why don't they just do that as part of their job? And the fact that the law was passed, which kept these life planning, and I don't think this is appropriate, by the way. I mean, there are two different issues here. I think having a discussion about what to do at the end of your life is extraordinarily important and very appropriate. Whether you have it with the doctor or, you know, you have it with a lawyer, you have it with your children, whoever you have it with. But under the circumstances, I have a real problem with a bill that was passed that says X, and when the bureaucrats get finished writing the regulations, it says Y. How is that representing what we all think is supposed to be representative government? That'd be my problem with this. Plus, if you want to kill yourself, commit suicide, do whatever, it's your life. Why should anybody else be involved in it? If you are of sound mind and you have something that you don't think is curable and you want to get just hit the road, then you ought to be able to hit the road. We are so backward in this country about stuff like that. Wow. Dr. Ken comes along to help you out in a moment on Good Day.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it. I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program with an easier way for you to get your daily probiotic. The folks at Sustanex have really worked hard on this. And of all the brands, all of the various availabilities, shall we say, Ken, for this, everybody on our staff says the same thing. You and Jennifer were just talking about her since she's been on Sustanex, how much better she is at this time of year. People just don't have the kind of problems because they've enhanced their immune system using this simple capsule. You take it every day. It's a protective shield that helps you survive. More live cells in your digestive tract as a result of Sustanex. These are the probiotics you need, not only to enhance your immune system, but it's great for digestion too, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's just a...
Notice he almost said yes.
Yeah, I
almost said
yes. Okay, sure, why not? No problem. Of course you need the Sustanex,
yeah.
Because study after study shows that the immune system needs to be revved up continuously by these healthy bacteria, and if you don't get them, your immune system won't work. It won't fight all those bugs, those germs that are out there right now. My recommendation is the Sustanex because it survives the acidic environment. It's naturally coated by biologic armor, the armor that the bacteria makes, and it'll get through and get to your digestive system.
All right, here's how you get Sustanex. Go to DougSteffen.com, GoodDayShow.com, see the Sustanex box, click on it, get your $5 off coupon, go to Walgreens, CVS, and Target, get it, take it, you'll be very healthy. Quitting smoking has an added benefit that hasn't been a focus before, Ken.
By all means, out of the American Heart Journal, smokers who successfully quit may enjoy yet another health benefit, Doug. Improved cholesterol profiles, a boost in good cholesterol comes with quitting despite weight gain after putting out the last cigarette.
All right, you're falling down, breaking your arm, wearing a cast, driving a car.
Okay, driving is a bad idea for people who have to wear a cast, splint, or brace while recovering from an injury or surgery to their right foot. It just takes longer, it seems obvious, to break when a driver is wearing an ankle immobilization device than wearing normal footwear.
Why would you even think about that?
Oh, spend a day with me. You'd be amazed what people think about
it. That's true.
Good God. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Three past the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Our video of the day today is excellent.
It's a dog's reaction
when her master comes back home from being on station in Afghanistan. The dog's reaction, it's very warm, it's loving. Dog barks, but it's a short piece. It'll make you happy, it'll make your heart warm, it'll be good. So check that out, one of the more pleasant things. This morning at goodayshow.com. One of the other things that we find as a daily part of our connection, making life better technologically speaking, do you know where to get excellent after-Christmas deals on all kinds of technology? This week, there are some tremendous deals. Alex Goldfain, who's our technology tailor, will fill you in with the details here on Good Day in a moment.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Now that the Christmas presents have been opened, you'll find a lot of people selling a lot of their gifts on Craigslist. Makes sense, right? You got something you didn't really need or didn't really like. Don't really want to offend the well-intentioned gift giver by asking for return details or maybe even a receipt. So, you sell it online. Which is why Craigslist is the perfect place for you and I to go shopping this week more than any other week of the year. Lots of new gadgets and tech toys being sold for less than retail price. Just today, I saw a new Nikon D3100, that's the new model digital SLR, for about $100 less than at stores. Still new in the box, never turned on. The seller simply said he had an SLR camera already, one that he liked, so he didn't need this one. There are deals like this for TVs, computers, and nearly everything else on Craigslist right now. Just because the holidays are over doesn't mean your shopping should be. I'm Alex Goldfain.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Habagarari, Richie.
Habagarari to you, too.
Thank you very much. Habagarari to you, Jennifer.
Habagarari to you. Are you okay?
Habagarari to you, Clay.
Habagarari to you, Doug.
Thank you very much. And how about Umajoy? Umajoy to you, Richie.
Umajoy to you, too, Doug.
Umajoy to you, Jennifer.
Umajoy, Dougie.
Umajoy to you, Clay.
Umajoy, Doug.
Umajoy.
Davey Hibishku, Doug.
Day Hibishku to you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, that has to be, that's Czechoslovakian, right?
Yeah, like a Mishishka.
Yeah.
Okay, don't answer the bibliothèque.
I was doing Kwanzaa before.
Oh, nice.
Time for Kwanzaa. So those are some of the terms.
Kwanzaian terms.
Kwanzaian terms, right. Giving passing along
good, Rich.
To, Richie's right on top of this.
Kwanzaa. I'm very good at Kwanzaian.
Is that Kwanzaa?
Yes.
Kwanzaa. As opposed to
Bonsai.
Yeah.
All right. So what about Kwanzaa? People are paying much attention. A lot of performances. I think Kwanzaa is more of a performing kind of a holiday, isn't it, for blacks? I don't want to say require, but doesn't it seem to entail a lot of singing and a lot of...
Breakdancing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's breakdancing, but there is a... and that's... If you have done any traveling at all, you know that, especially in the what was referred to once as the Dark Continent, it used to. I used to think that the Dark Continent made reference to the fact that the sun didn't shine there as much or something like that. But the Dark Continent refers to the color of the skin of the people who are in Africa. But they have created we.
I think South Africans might have something to say about that.
Yeah, well, maybe. But they're in the minority now, Rich, as you've heard.
Yeah.
The whole business of the spirit of this season and the festivities that surround Kwanzaa and the music that comes out of it, I think, are really... it's not unlike the gospel world and how wonderful that is. Some people would probably object to me equating Kwanzaa to gospel music, but in the eyes of... those who are not experts, they're both good things and a very important part of their celebration this time of year. So it's appropriate. We've wished everybody Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Kwanzaa in the spirit of Kwanzaa. 59 after on Good Day.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Flights.